flawed justice in Egypt. Human Rights Watch slams Cairo for sending hundreds of civilians before military courts. The organization says that over the past 6 weeks, at least 820 people, including children, have faced military trials based on a presidential decree issued in October. Many of those cases date to before the decree, which is being used retroactively. The rights group says the decree violates the Egyptian constitution and reverses reforms achieved in the 2011 revolution. The decree puts all public and vital facilities under military jurisdiction. Human Rights Watch also blamed the U.S. and other governments for resuming arms sales to Cairo, while, quote, the Sisi administration is methodically reversing reforms achieved in 2011. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Now, Karim, tell us at this point about these military trials and how activists are feeling about them, the fact that they keep continuing.
Yes, Mohar, the military trials for civilians are causing an uproar among Egyptian activists and also ordinary Egyptians who had long demanded the cancellation of the military trials for civilians, which are known for their harsh sentences and lack of appeals. And since the 2011 revolution, the 2011 January revolution, activists and protesters who have taken to the streets and the public squares across the country have called for civilians to be tried in front of civilian courts, not military courts, but the Egyptian government, led by Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, has turned a blind eye on all the demands of the Egyptian activists, and they have ruled the country with an iron fist since Abdel Fattah al-Sisi ousted Mohamed Morsi back in July 2013. And since then, hundreds of civilians have been referred to military tribunals. Also worthy of note among those civilians are children, as you have just mentioned, Lohar, and also women that are being tried in front of military courts on alleged charges of instigation of the violence or the damaging or vandalism or the destruction of the properties or vital institutions of the government. And this has caused an extreme outrage among many Egyptians from across the political spectrum and from all walks of life, who have denounced this move by the Egyptian government and have caused many to believe that at this moment, the counter revolution to the Egyptian January 2011 revolution is at its peak, and that these repressive measures taken by the government are reminiscent of the oppressive measures that were taken under ousted Hosni Mubarak, who himself has been acquitted of all charges alongside his top aides and his two sons. On the other hand, the Egyptian activists who have played a pivotal role in the 2011 revolution have been sentenced to jail and receiving harsh sentences up to 15 years in jail. This is what makes many believe, Wahab, that the counter-revolution to the Egyptian 2011 revolution is at its peak.
Okay, Karim, as always, thanks very much for that. That was Karim Gamaluddin, who was speaking to us live from Cairo.